Yeah, you know, they're really, you know, they're returning 18 starters, same coaching staff, you know, same players really, you know, so I think you could use a lot from that game, but, you know, you'd be fools to think they're going to run the same plays, you know what I mean? So I think we could use some things that we didn't do well, and some things that they did well, and we think they're going to try to attack us in them, in those areas.
What was the key to slowing down Newton? Few teams did all last year. What is that?
I think, you know, everybody just got to play assignment football, you know. You know, even on the runs, you know, there are some options for him to keep it. So if we all play assignment football, you know, the guys that are supposed to be for the quarterback, if they, you know, stay their ground, and the guy's supposed to play the dive or the running back or the pitch, you know, if everybody plays their job and plays their assignment, that's how we contain them.
How much do you think might change as far as their deep passing game that they had Kelvin Benjamin back?
Yeah. I think they'll definitely utilize him more. You know, he's one of Cam's favorite targets when he's in there, I think. So, you know, they didn't have him last time. They didn't have, you know, they couldn't lean on him. So they tried to lean on 88, you know, Greg Olsen. So I think they'll definitely try to involve him.
What makes Olsen so tough to cover?
He's a savvy vet. He's quick. You know, he runs good routes as well. And a lot of his routes are deep. Deep routes, you know what I'm saying? You know, he runs a lot of seven routes, over routes, you know, vertical routes. So, you know, you don't see a whole lot of, you know, short routes from him. So, you know, the guy can run. He's been at it for a long time, and, you know, he's a hell of a player.
So communication and blitz with Todd, that you think you guys will be all set going in?
Absolutely. You know, me and Todd, we've worked all training camp. You know, I know how he plays. I know how he wants to play. So, you know, we could definitely feed off each other in that area. You know, it's going to be a learning experience, you know what I'm saying? And because we didn't have a whole lot of time spent together. But I think as, you know, each day goes by, I think we're getting better.
What's your comfort level at that position, at Danny's spot?
Yeah, I'm pretty comfortable at it. You know, I played my first year start in 2014. I was that position, you know, the wheel, you know, out in space, stuff like that. So I'm just only a year removed. So I just had to really get back, you know, into that mode. As far as, you know, being out of space more, covering running backs more, you know, doing, you know, things like that, being more patient, you know, whereas if I'm the mic, I was kind of able to shoot and just go whenever I wanted to. So I think I'm getting comfortable at it.
You haven't been able to do anything to help Trevor pick up things that Carolina's defense might do?
You know, we haven't. You know, I'm sure the coaching staff has, and you know, he's getting the scout team ready for it, you know what I'm saeuing? But it's kind of hard to get ready for Luke Kuechly and Thomas Davis and that D-line, man. Those guys are animals. So I think our front will handle them, though.
Trevor talked about how he was scout team quarterback last year. How well did he do impersonating Cam Super
Bowl? Didn't do well at all. he didn't do a good job. But, you know, I think, you know, we played, you know, other mobile quarterbacks during the year. So and our defense is fast, man. We got a lot of team speed, so – you know, even if we didn't see it in practice, I wouldn't say we didn't necessarily need to, but, you know, when the game came, you know, everybody was what it needs to be.
It's very fast, but also how important is discipline and not over-pursuing Cam?
Oh, I think it's paramount. It's huge. You know, there's plays where, you know, if you do over-pursue, you know, he'll definitely, you know, break contain. And as far as the pass rush goes, you know, when he drops back, they have to stay in their lanes because, you know, he will definitely run the ball, and the guy can run, man. He's a big guy who can run. And so, you know, everybody has to do their job containing not just the D-line, but the linebackers and everybody.
Is he the toughest quarterback that's ever had in the league?
Probably because he could do so many things. You know, he could do a lot. You know, he can run. He can throw it. You know, he has a cannon for an arm. So, you know, as far as – you know, worrying about multiple things, he is the toughest. So, because you have to worry about the quarterback runs, the quarterback power, you know, when he pulls it, when the, you know what I'm saying, the guard pulls and he rides it and goes in. So, it's so many things you have to worry about with him, you know, whereas like a Tom Brady, you just got to worry about the passing game, which is excellent, but you don't have to worry about him running.
I don't know if you heard CJ talking, but he was saying he thinks you guys are underdogs in this game because Colorado is just an underdog state. Do you agree with that?
I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, it might be an underrated state, I guess, but everybody's going to pick the Panthers, man. I feel like it's an offensive-driven world as far as football goes. You know what I'm saying? Even though defense wins championships, and it's proven that when, you know, the media, when everybody looks at the offense, they're going to say, oh, my God, these guys are so great. They're this. They're going to beat the number one defense when, usually it's not the case.
Avoiding the over pursuit, like you mentioned, is that the thing that Shane is doing much better than he was last
year? Yeah, absolutely. You know, Shane is you know, working with D-Ware, you know, he's definitely, you know, a more disciplined player than he was last year. You know, it's the second year. He's has some experience under his belt. He's learned his lesson. I think, you know, he's going to do a great job for us this year.
Brandon, you guys on defense have seen Trevor a lot, probably more than anyone else. What do you think of all this? He's gone from scout team.
Yeah, I like Trevor, man. I liked him last year, you know. I was telling a lot of people that I think he can be good, you know. So I think it's a matter of him getting more experience, you know. I think because you can't teach experience. And once you get that experience, you get more comfortable, you know what I'm saying, and things slow down for you. I think that's what anybody who – it was that first time playing. I feel like that happened with me when I first got in, and things were kind of moving kind of fast. But, you know, the more I played, the more games, the more snaps I got, things slowed down, and I was able to, you know, diagnose things better. So I think it's going to be some growing pains. But I think everybody's behind Trevor. I know I am.
What stood out to you last year?
Say that again?
What stood out to you about him last year?
His accuracy on scout team. You know, he has good accuracy. I think him and Sunshine stood out the most on practice on the scout team last year. His accuracy is really good. He's poised. I think he's real calm. I think he's confident. He has like a quiet confidence about him. So I'm looking forward to seeing him play.
Going back to the comment about, you know, being an underdog, does that kind of change your guys' motivation or perception going into this game on Thursday? Are you guys just going to forget about it and just go in? It doesn't matter. You know, the Super Bowl last year. How are you guys approaching this game?
I think we find new ways or new motivations to keep us going. You know, we find new chips to put on our shoulders each week, each year. So the fact that we are underdog or that everybody's counting us out already, I think that's going to, you know, add more fuel to the fire.
Okay. Thanks, Brandon.
Thanks, Brandon.